The rationale behind the study presented this afternoon was to prospectively compare single versus double autotransplant in the context of a treatment program incorporating the novel agents. This was needed to the lack of current data exploring single versus double transplant after the novel agents have been introduced into the therapeutic armamentarium for multiple myeloma. The study was conducted by the European Myeloma Network. It was a large phase 3 clinical trial which enrolled a total of 1,500 patients with a newly diagnosed disease. Patients were randomized to either VMP or high-dose intensification therapy were subsequently stratified according to the policy of different centers. And for centers with a double transplant policy, the randomization was to VMP or a single or a double autologous stem cell transplantation. And the focus of my analysis and the presentation of today was to compare the outcome of patients randomized to either single or double transplant in centers with the double transplant policy. The analysis was aimed at evaluating progression-free survival from the start of randomization 1. And the aim was to compare single versus double autologous stem cell transplantation. With a median follow-up of 32 months, it was shown that the progression-free survival provided a benefit for patients randomized to receive a double autologous stem cell transplantation. And the progression-free survival benefit was seen in many subgroups of patients with poor prognosis. The most striking and relevant results were observed in patients with a high-risk cytogenetic profile, as defined by the presence of 17p deletion and or T414 translocation and or T1416 translocation. Within this subgroup, randomization to a double autotransplant increased of approximately 2 times the median progression-free survival as compared to patients randomized to a single autologous stem cell transplantation, and overall randomization to double transplant was associated with a 50% decrease in the risk of progression or death. The impact of this research is related to the fact that this is the first prospective studies so far reported aimed at evaluating the role of single versus double transplant in the novel agent era.